to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
I'll tell you what, when the big CGT balloon popped, who better to get on the line than our man Rod Oram. Hi, Rod.
Good morning, mate.
What the devil's going on? Are the wealthy of the country wallowing in glee?
There would be a lot of happy people today. I think that happiness is misplaced from a sound economic principles point of view, but also a social equity and all the rest point of view. Look, I can understand why the government has done this from a political point of view. I wish they had fought a bit harder for it. But I think the positive thing to hold on to is there were 99 proposals in that tax review, and a lot of them are going to be taken up into a broader work and reform of the tax system. So that's the good part. But however, this is, I think, the eighth time in 50 years we've tried to do a capital gains tax. We're one of the few countries that doesn't. And all the arguments that vested interests used against it were very self-serving.
You and I talked about that, Rod, too, about the other thing, that the recommendations that weren't brought up, and just how brutal the attacks on the idea were.
I think that was a mistake. Rather than suggesting a phasing in over time, it was a hard hit at the beginning. But that could have been, easily adjusted if there was a political will to do so, and phase it in, which would have been a sensible thing to do. But I think the Prime Minister and her colleagues, their decision is that they would expend, no pun intended, a great deal of political capital to try and get this through, and might ultimately fail. But better to use that political capital to do a whole range of other things, say, for example, like fair pay agreements, and indeed to get through other tax changes. And therefore, on balance, it was better to focus, to spend their political capital that way. However, I still am disappointed that they didn't push harder for it.
Yeah, I thought that there was a, I thought it was, I remember we when we first talked about this, we were both surprised there weren't more voices sort of coming out of the woodwork saying, oh, this is a good idea, it's a positive thing, we've got to do it at some stage, blah blah blah. But it was this the sort of thing that people, would there be lobby groups involved in steering the campaign against this, or is it, did this come from the grassroots people who just didn't want to pay any more money than they had to?
Look, all of the major business associations spoke out against it, Business New Zealand, Employers and Manufacturers Association here in Auckland, and others. And to the extent to which they coordinated that campaign, I have no idea. I haven't talked to them about that. But there was a very consistent message there. It was a very simple message. It was a very self-centered message. And it was an economically ignorant message. But anyway, that's the message they put.
Yeah. So is it a simple way of saying to say that the way it's going to continue is the way it has been, where there's a way that certain people can make money and not pay tax.
Correct.
Well, the rest of us make money and pay tax.
Yeah, absolutely. So my advice to young people is don't go into a salary, a wage-paying job. Set up a business. You get tremendous tax benefits from doing that. And look, I would urge people to, if they want to set up businesses anyway. But not everybody can set up a business. Air New Zealand can't employ self-employed airline pilots. you can't sort of call up that bloke to fly this plane tomorrow. We need staff and highly trained and well-paid staff.
And the system's set up that way as well. The system set up that a certain amount of people will be doing that, so there's a certain amount of people pay a certain amount of tax.
Absolutely. That's the fundamental injustice of this. And as I say, the economic arguments against it do not hold sway in every other country that does have a capital gains tax. But somehow we think we're exceptional here, which is, of course, complete nonsense. Well, we are exceptional in that we don't have a capital gains tax.
Rod, I know you've got to head off pretty quick this morning, but quickly, just I want to have a quick chat about your article, Fight Climate Change in the Streets, Shops and Casinos. Everybody can be doing something. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. That's my big message here. And I hope that column helps and the people will look up on Newsroom on that.
Newsroom,
also,
yeah.
I wrote a column at the end of last year on Newsroom. I think the headline was about the web of life. And you'll see a lot more in there at about a personal level. And I would just urge people to get excited about this. It's fun to do this. You know, you end up with a a better life. I've just ridden into town on an electric bike. It was far better than being stuck in the traffic. You know, this is cool. It's fun.
It's not like 5 years down the track, you're sitting there going, oh, I'm sick of sitting on this composting toilet.
Well, those composting toilets are really cool, too. You've got to have a well-designed one, so, you know, they work well, so there's no unintended consequences of the system. It's all good.
I
just wanted to say one thing, though. I gather that this may be the last time we talk on air, and I just want to say how much I've hugely enjoyed it. And,
thank you, Roy. Same here.
And this is getting really difficult. I had my last night with Larry Williams last night after 22 years. I think I'm the last old guy standing at the rate I'm going.
Well, you're very popular, obviously, across all the various platforms, and I love you more than Larry does.
I wouldn't want to make this a contest.
But I do. But Rod, thank you. It's been an absolute privilege to be able to chat to you too, and I shall miss your particular voice and your thoughts and your you. And thanks for being part of the breakfast show while I've been doing it.
Yeah, and I look forward to staying in touch with you.
Cool. Thanks very much, Rod.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.